This is ESPN Radio.
That's probably going to be one of the endearing things about our friendship between me, Freddie Coleman, and Jay Williams. I will never, ever be able to run away from Hot Sauce Freddie, no matter how hard I try. Thanks for joining us this morning. Presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPNU. Don't forget the phone number as well, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. By the way, in 10 minutes, Jay Williams is going to tell you the truth about the whole James Harden liar situation that has gone on in Philadelphia as he tries to find a different exit strategy to get out. He's going to do that in about 10 minutes. But we had a serious discussion that became lighthearted because that's who we are. When it comes to higher expectations involving, what you got your arms off?
Because Pat's talking to me in my ear during the break.
What is he saying?
About that I was generous to Jerry because I obviously, I missed Jerry's. Jerry's our producer.
Uh-huh.
I gave everybody Christmas presents
at
Christmas.
Okay.
Jerry then revealed a text to our group chain that made me think that I actually did give him a present.
Mm-hmm.
But then after I called Pat Costello a liar, he then reminded me in the text during the break that I actually didn't give him a Christmas present. So then I said, I remember now. I forgot.
Right.
Because my Venmo got to a threshold. I couldn't get over a certain amount of account.
Right.
So then I went to Venmo directly, gave Jerry his Christmas present now in August from December.
Oh, man. Quite the number.
Man.
I didn't.
That's a lot of zeros, Jeff.
I did not. Nope.
Wow.
Nope.
That's a
lot.
We're building.
That did not happen.
That was very nice of you.
I am looking. That did not happen.
What were you saying about the threshold?
I was listening at the
That's not a threshold, man.
That's a high threshold. That's
an overdraft.
That's $50,000, Jet.
That's an overdraft, potentially.
They definitely changed your joint mid-show.
Jeez. I need to hook up with you.
What's the fee on the $50,000?
I think it transfers in like a week or two, so you got
man.
They going to bounce.
Oh,
you
know, bounce.
It's $1,500 on the fee. No, it's not. You guys, no. Hold on. Now I need to check. No.
You better check that, man, or you may be getting a call from your bank officer.
I see where it is. I see where it is right now. You guys are lying.
That's such a lie.
You guys are the worst.
They really are.
A bunch of kids.
Are you sure that's not Bitcoin?
You know.
Mary Jerry, miss, am I right? Jeez.
About to change my middle name in Jerry.
Exactly.
50K, Jerry.
So now everybody has Christmas presents in August.
Yes.
There we go.
Good for you.
You know, Christmas in August.
They're going to have Christmas decorations in September in the stores. Why wait?
I ain't going to hold you to somebody that lives in Bristol who has Christmas lights up right now.
That's like, just laziness. They didn't take them down from last year.
They turn them joints on every night, too.
That's hard.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awful. Weird.
The icicles and everything. It's
that's
like
a stop. That's a fairy
tale. Not like a jungle theme, light just display. It's like
all white lights. Then you got the colored ones. They all over the place.
Oh, man. That's just lazy.
Was that Pat's Uber driver? It's all coming
back on that, aren't we?
It's all coming
back. We're back.
Pat, does that live close to where you live?
Believe me, there were no lights at this lady's house.
For those who missed that story, Pat Costello hanging out with another coworker of ours. You know, they had a good time hanging out, and as he called an Uber to leave that person's house to go home, the woman that picked up Pat Costello at roughly around 3 a.m., give or take a lie or two in the morning, Saturday going into Sunday, and on the way to take Pat Costello to his humble abode, she made a pit stop to her humble abode to check on her child.
And at 3 a.m.
At 3 a.m. in the morning. You know, that could be like a CVS Child Protection Services kind of thing.
And then Pat proceeded to get out of the vehicle.
And I don't blame him one bit.
Because he felt unsafe. But, like, why would you even allow yourself to go to her home in the first place?
Well, he didn't allow anything. She dictated the path.
No. As soon as I see you go off course, excuse me, stop this vehicle. Where are you taking me?
And what if they don't?
I'm jumping out of the vehicle.
See, and he decided
to. Or I'm taking, I'm behind. I'm then holding here. I'm holding here, wrestling her.
Stop
saying,
doing that
stop
to that
the
microphone.
Vehicle. Stop the vehicle.
Stop
now.
Doing that to that microphone.
That's what I would
See,
do.
Now,
I'm
now there's like
aggressive.
Police involvement. I don't need all that. It's 3 in the morning.
Now you're trying to kidnap me.
Like you did that microphone.
That needs to be met with force.
Like he just did that microphone?
I just chokeholded. Is that even the word? I put in a chokehold the microphone here. And that's what it has to go to an extreme point, Pat.
No. I'm fine. I'm here right now. Everything worked out.
I've never heard of somebody mugging a microphone until now.
It almost didn't work out, Pat.
for Pat at the microphone.
It was almost a version of Get Out, but twisted towards your way.
God, please.
Could you imagine?
No.
Can
you imagine? No. Just no, 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 please.
You know, I would have voted. Never.
No. By the way, speaking of Get Out.
Alan Yates.
You're an idiot, Alan Yates, number one. And Jay Williams, you're right behind him.
Name call people. That's rude.
Both of you guys are idiots right now. You guys know I'm not lying as far as that goes.
Frederick.
That's not my name, by the way. It's not Frederick.
Not my name.
By the way, speaking of movies, you get a chance. You guys got to read this book. I know you guys are all movie buffs. Pat, Alan, and you. Shay Serrano has a great book called Movies and Other Things. It's fantastic. He did a deep dive into Get Out that is unbelievable in a whole chapter of that. It's fantastic. He's written other books like Basketball and Other Things.
Okay.
You would like that.
Yeah.
Also, Hip Hop and Other Things.
Okay.
He's a fantastic writer. But go get Movies and Other Things. Read the chapter specifically on either Get Out. He does a deep dive into that. He also has one chapter where it's like, what if Andy Dufresne didn't survive Shawshank Redemption? It's an unbelievable chapter. Unbelievable.
I'm here for all of
it. You seem very passionate about it.
As soon as you mentioned Get Out, because my wife and I refused to watch that movie.
Why?
We found the plot lights out. Hell no. We're not watching that one.
The movie itself hypnotized.
So you don't know about you don't know about the straw and the
cereal. I know about all of that. No.
Okay.
I know about all
of it. You know about the deer?
The deer and everything. Yeah. And also
symbolism.
The
mom. What happened on the deer?
I mean,
you can't tell. Don't give it away.
The deer represents some things.
Exactly.
Right. Spoilers.
Follow
me.
And also the mother being the twist and that whole thing as well. Yeah, believe me.
Follow me now. It's a lot.
There's a lot to unpack here.
Yes.
I need some Kahlua in my coffee for that conversation.
I don't think you need Kahlua this early in the morning. That'll be a different version to Get Out. Hi, 12-step.
You guys never have Baileys in your coffee?
Hold on a second. Hi, 12-step program. I got Jay Will right here.
It's a very European thing.
Just order
You're not in
island.
Europe.
I was
You're the United States. What do you think? It's a very European thing.
Europe influence. I mean, it's just a little dabble of Baileys.
Little Long Island in the morning never hurt
nobody. No, that's different. That's aggressive.
Hi, Betty Ford Center. Yeah, I got him right here.
I got him right here.
He's got ultimate problems. Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman together talking movies and such an Alan Yates and also back
out there. You never had Baileys in your coffee before?
No.
Ever?
I just started drinking coffee this year, by the way.
I got to do Baileys and a little bit of Baileys and a little bit of espresso. A little evening nightcap.
Jay, you can't go from I start drinking coffee this year from point A and take me to point Z with alcohol
quickly. I'm trying to turn you up. Right. I'm trying to get you ready.
And then I'm out at 3 o'clock in the morning in an Uber being not driven to my house.
Bet you make more coherent decisions than this dude did.
He didn't make a bad decision.
He got out. The first decision was a bad decision to get in the car.
No, he called an Uber.
How many stars were in the car? Didn't even check. See,
yes, you did.
Know. I gave
didn't even check.
I gave her $5 and a $3 tip.
Well, I would give her $5 too if she knew where I lived.
Pat, I tried to help you on that one. I'm with you about getting out of the car. If someone pulls up somewhere, going to their house, check on their kid, I'm not staying in the car either. That'd be like the worst Get Out ever.
All I know is one of y'all better answer getting the phone out of the car. I get kidnapped.
Y'all be getting out of the car.
Says the person that wouldn't answer the phone, that wouldn't come to help us if we called Alan Yates.
Because that's the problem.
I always
you can't
answer my phone.
Well, that's the problem, though. See, that's the problem,
FaceTime me.
See, Hot Sauce? You call him. He's not asking to be called. He's asking to be FaceTimed. And there is
a difference. That's another problem, yes.
He needs to see your face in stress, and then he calls to the stress.
As a good friend. He's not going. I need to see you visually if you are in stress. Because you might tell me that everything is okay and you upside down somewhere.
If I called you.
If someone's called you upside down somewhere, then they're a gymnast.
And said, I just got kidnapped. I don't think FaceTime should be the priority there.
I need to see your background, landmarks.
What are you talking about?
If someone says, I'm in trouble, you shouldn't wait to see the visual landmarks. That's just silly.
Or you just send a text saying 911.
911. I'm hoping a FaceTime comes or something.
Oh, yes.
I'm hoping FaceTime comes
you
after
that. You can't get your Uber route because clearly you get dropped off wherever.
What this is why you not you? Be the call.
Amen. You are not the lifeline, dude.
I'm the most
not
reliable person in this room.
That's
right
a complete lie.
Hold
on a second.
He picks up every time I call. Freddie,
that's completely.
You sent me a voicemail twice last week.
I did.
Yeah. So
how you were doing?
Pat doesn't call me. He's taking naps in a day. I just met Mark.
Yeah.
I don't even know who Mark is.
Mark's
don't even have Mark's number.
And meanwhile, Al's the ultimate perpetrator over here.
Jerry hits me up when I owe him money, apparently. And Alan Yates always picks up my phone calls.
Yeah.
Just a call away.
Just a call away.
Yeah. That's the longest call ever. If you're just a call away,
it only rings twice for me. You know, I'm FaceTime only over
now,
here.
Now that is true. When I've called you, you're not one of those either quick picker uppers or wait along. It's two rings and Alan picks up the phone.
After that,
your life should not be in his hands.
Hello, Casanova of the ghetto speaking. How may I help you?
Once he picks up on the second ring, after that, you're putting your life in his hands. That may not be a good idea when it calls to that.
Is this a sports show? What were we talking about?
Well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that next.
Don't yell at me.
I'm not yelling at you.
You just put your hand in my face, Freddie.
Why are we so sensitive this morning?
You said no.
I didn't do all that now. Come on.
Did you like, strike me in the workplace?
You're not.
Oh, Kevin!
Nice try.
You're on video,
blank man.
You'd be better off asking me for Venmo to see if that's going to get money out of me. That's not happening.
Oh,
I can promise
Kevin!
You.
Who's J5? Never seen Blank J5. Man?
Blank Man's like one of the worst good movies.
J5?
Like, yeah, with Damon Wayans and also David
J5
Alan Grier.
J5 is gingerly on his way.
Yeah, and Robin Givens at the height of her powers.
Kevin.
Don't do that. Don't do that. My wife hates that movie, too. Blank Man, she goes, this is so stupid. I'm like, hey, that's what makes it funny. That's what makes it completely funny.
I digress.
Your finger's so big. Thank you. Anyway, he's Jay Wills and Freddie Coleman. We're going to get to who has higher expectations this season. That's not European. That's American. Who has higher expectations this season? Is it Jordan Love in Green Bay or Justin Fields in Chicago? I can guarantee you'll finally get to that next on ESPN Radio, ESPNU, and ESPN App.
This is ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Vincent T. Neroni hit us on the X at Coleman ESPN at Real J. Williams. He said, just turn into these guys in ESPN Radio. So far, Hot Sauce Freddy's talking about the movie Get Out. Jay has been choke-holding microphones, and I'm still not sure if someone got kidnapped.
Jay's dancing to that whole thing. So it made me get hot and sweaty up in here.
A little bit, yeah. We were doing a lot of hot and sweat. Let's put it that way. ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. Don't forget about us on ESPNU. So,
Freddie, if we're not having fun, what are we doing?
Well, it's summertime. You're supposed to have fun.
Talking about sports.
Yeah, we are mixing everything in. That's what we do. That's how we're getting down. And that's how that's going to be at times when the show just goes that way. And sometimes you just got to go where the show goes. But it's going to be interesting who goes what way. We got Jordan Love in Chicago. Jordan Love, excuse me, the Green Bay Packers, and Justin Fields in Chicago. We had a discussion about who has higher expectations. You can weigh in on that at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Who has higher expectations this year when it comes to Justin Fields in Chicago and Jordan Love in Green Bay? I think it's Jordan Love trying to replace Aaron Rodgers. Jay Will thinks it's Justin Fields because we've seen what he can possibly do, and everybody's expecting that he can add another step to maybe being a once-in-a-generational kind of quarterback. We have Peter King in the 7 o'clock hour from Football Morning in America, and he had this answer on which side is he on with who has high expectations between Justin Fields and Jordan Love.
I think the expectations are a lot higher to me right now for Justin Fields for a very simple reason. Chicago Bears see that he can be a great runner and hasn't really had all the weapons to be a great, complete quarterback. The DJ Moore acquisition was a great acquisition, and that's exactly what Justin Fields needed. Now, in Green Bay, I think the patience for Jordan Love is much higher right now than the patience is in Chicago for Justin Fields.
And that allowed my man Jay Williams to take a victory lap because Peter King was like, Jay Will, I agree with you more than I agree with Freddie.
That is... Look, Freddie, I know sometimes you don't like agreeing with me.
That's not
I know
true.
Most of the times You give me weird faces, and
well, I do that.
You
to
just
everybody.
Struck me in studio last segment. You put your hands.
You know
on
we
me.
Got video that says that's a complete lie. You know we got.
I
that,
have
right?
a welt on my eye from where you struck me. I couldn't even stay in character. I tried. I felt like Amber Heard on the. Never mind. I didn't.
Yeah. Oh, well, no,
never mind. So back to this case.
Yeah.
I feel like. Look, for the key word is patience.
Yes.
For a guy like Jordan Love.
Mm-hmm.
I know that we set it up with you're replacing a great. But whenever you replace one of the greatest to ever do it, like there's an on-ramp, like an onboarding process with that. Right? It's like replacing an incredible CEO. Like it takes a minute to get your sea legs. So fan bases, people around the organization, they automatically come into the situation saying, "Hey, look, our expectations high. They always are here because that's our standard. But if we're wobbly, it's his first year. I understand. He's going to be our quarterback moving forward. Now, if you get into the middle of year two mm-hmm. and he's not performing, then that turns into a bigger conversation.
And a different one.
But for Justin Fields, considering that he wasn't the one drafted by Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus, that was the last regime. He does have a chance to be a generational type quarterback. He did dominate in the Big Ten. They did move up in the draft to get him, but he's not their guy. And if they don't see the right progress from him, and if they win three games, there will be a conversation. If they don't reach expectations, mm-hmm. I say for me, that's seven games. Win seven games.
Right.
Right? Bro, DJ Moore, you made some moves to be decent. So if you don't reach that, there will be people, and I'm not saying it's going to happen,
okay,
that will question whether Justin Fields should be the quarterback for the organization moving forward.
There will be people
that will be making that case.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. The sad part is what you said is that there will be people in that organization making
yes.
that case, which to me, if you got a guy like that and you believe in him, you know what this is based on with the Chicago Bears? I guarantee you they're keeping an eye on next year's draft. We got Caleb Williams out
That's
of USC and Drake Mays out of North Carolina. Thinking, man, if Justin Fields doesn't work out, then we can go get the guy that we really, really want.
And then reset the clock.
And then, like you said, all of a sudden when he's not your guy, you can all of a sudden have another chance to reset and start over. I think that's a bad way to go about it. If you got a guy that's talented, put pieces around him. But then again, I'm not making those kind of decisions in Chicago. I still am going to stick by the Jordan Love's higher expectations because you replace a guy like Aaron Rodgers, even with the patience of Green Bay, that is not going to be easy because people have seen what Aaron Rodgers was able to do, even that late in his career. And they're automatically expecting, even with patience, that, all right, when is it going to be you that's going to be that kind of guy that we've seen from Aaron Rodgers, that we saw from Brett Favre, especially Aaron Rodgers replacing a Brett Favre, and now you get somebody like Jordan Love trying to do the same thing in Green Bay, replacing Aaron Rodgers. John in Ohio at 888-729-3776. John, in your opinion, who has high expectations this season? Justin Fields in Chicago or Jordan Love in Green Bay, and why?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I love your show, and I love you guys together. You guys are doing a great job.
Appreciate you.
Jordan Love's going to have some time, but what's going to happen is Justin Fields, like Mac Jones, Alabama and Ohio State guys, they're a few years in. The pressure's going to be on those guys big time. So I think, without a doubt, Justin Fields has got to be able to perform. You can't have another year like we had last year. He's got to show marked progress. And hey, I want to mix it up for you guys just a hair, especially for you, Freddie. Who's the only quarterback in the history of pro football that went to the championship game every year he played? So I want you to check that out when you're talking
to
Tom Brady.
Conference championship game?
No, I got the answer. Otto Graham of the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, so when you're talking about Tom Brady and you're talking about Joe Montana, add Otto in there a little bit because I think in any sport, you know, he's the only guy that was in the championship game every year.
I love that
you
history.
You guys are doing an awesome job, man. Thanks.
Appreciate it, John. Ohio. I love when people bring history to the table because it's so far away. But when the Cleveland Browns were part of the All-American Football Conference, they were dominating, and the NFL said, "We'll come to our league," and said, "You're going to dominate over here." And every year Otto Graham played in the NFL, his team made the championship game.
Every year. Why don't things like that get heightened? Like, why is it like, you know, we're such, you know, what happened yesterday that we need to say, like, I don't understand why that isn't promoted more.
Well, that's a great question. B, here's my answer, and this is just me not being an old head. I'm not going to be Clint Eastwood and Gran Torino. I think so many people want to forget the past and move on, no matter how good or bad it was, because they feel that you don't want things to become stale. And if you're talking more about the past and the present, that means the present doesn't matter. The present is always going to matter. But you don't know exactly where you can go if you don't find out where you've been. And that's a sports thing. That's a societal thing. That's a family thing. I never forget about things from the past. I never forget about the Hank Aarons. I don't want people to ever forget about the Wilt Chamberlains. By the way, Goliath on Showtime is a fantastic documentary on Wilt Chamberlain. Before there was a Michael Jordan or a LeBron James, a guy like that.
He was it.
He was that dude in the NBA where he was scored 100 points in the game, averaged over 50 points per game. But plenty of times you bring those kind of things, especially what we do for a living, Jay, and you get automatically rolling of the eyes from the younger generation. I'm thinking, you don't want people to do that to you when you become old. When the things that you love in this day and age, they become passe. They become something that younger people are going to roll their eyes about.
Well, I mean, what happens is everything turns into some kind of debate, right?
And that's completely fair.
And in order to win debates, you have people that take extreme sides of things.
That's very true.
Right? Like, I personally do think LeBron James would beat Michael Jordan.
Okay, that's fine.
But, like, you differ in that opinion. I'm like, yeah, you're probably right. Like, it's a crapshoot. Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that you're right or wrong or I'm right or wrong.
Exactly. But when you debate, like, let me tell you all the reasons why I'm right and all the reasons you're wrong.
Exactly.
And you naturally diminish and belittle the other person.
Yep.
Not doing it consciously. It just happens subconsciously.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then people all of a sudden, like, well, that's how people talk about Wilt. Well, Wilt was scoring 50 against little guys. You know, like he was still averaging 50 per
game. Right. And if it was so easy, Nate Thurman played in that era too. He wasn't averaging 50 points per game. Nothing against Nate Thurman, Hall of Fame center. But some guys are just legendary that can do that against any competition. And you're right. And I know we get into this whole because a lot of things can turn into debates on TV shows, on this network, radio shows as well. But it's never a right or wrong, and it shouldn't be. You can have your opinion based on facts. I can have my opinion based on facts. That doesn't mean you're more right than I am or I'm more right than you are. And I think that really gets lost in conversation and in debate situations. It's okay to have a difference of opinion. That doesn't mean that your opinion is better than somebody else's if it's based on the facts. Jordan Love or Justin Fields? Now, we disagree in an adult manner when it comes to that and expectations individually.
Speaking of disagreeing,
Jay Will believes Justin Fields, he has higher expectations. I believe it's Jordan Love. What say you at 888 say ESPN 888-729-3776? Will it get to your calls about that?
This is ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Couldn't get in the way the first verse.
Man,
had to let him cook
tough,
on
man.
That one.
It's so tough.
Certain first lines, you just let it flow.
Yeah,
he's Jay Williams and Freddie Coleman together this morning on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Sirius XM Channel 80, ESPNU presented by Progressive Insurance. When is Kendrick's joint next? When is that coming out next?
I mean, he's doing
a tour right now, and Lord have mercy.
I heard. Yeah. He's getting rave reviews everywhere he's gone. Yeah, when it comes to Kendrick Lamar. Mm. He's doing his thing. I'm surprised Alan mentioned something not named Drake.
I'm surprised. Why'd you even lead him in that direction?
Well, the dog's coming out soon. Hide your kids, hide your wives.
Yeah, see, but I'm surprised that it took till 9:30 plus before he actually mentioned
something. I'm glad we made it 3.5 hours without a Drake reference.
We can't go 3.5 minutes.
Time left.
Yeah, no. There's still 26 minutes left in this program. But plenty of people want to weigh in terms of not Drake or Lamar, or Kendrick Lamar, but Jordan Love versus Justin Fields.
I combine both quarterbacks.
That would be a pretty good quarterback. Justin Love, Jordan Fields. That'd be a hell of a quarterback. Yeah, no doubt about that. But Justin Fields wants to be a hell of a quarterback in Chicago.
Jay Coleman.
Real Jay Coleman?
Let's go, baby.
As opposed to Freddie Williams.
I mean, either way it works.
It works for us. I don't know if it works with Justin Fields and Jordan Love.
Justin Love, or you can go, Jordan Fields.
Justin Love almost sounds like a rapper.
Yeah,
like
Justin Love or Jordan Fields, Freddie Williams or, J. Cole.
Well, we already got a J. Cole.
Coleman.
Yes, but J. Coleman, that could probably work.
J. Cole, many men.
So little time as far as that
many,
goes.
Many men.
Jay Williams believes that Justin Fields has high expectations in terms of individually in Chicago going into his really second year as a starting quarterback, third year as a quarterback. I believe Jordan Love replacing Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, he has high expectations to deal with. So we disagree on opposite sides when it comes to that.
Yes, we do. I don't know if you're going to take some callers.
Oh, we are going to take some callers. Like, for example, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. He is a staple as a caller on this show. He is Jimmy Joe Pesci. Jimmy Joe, where do you stand between who has high expectations between Jordan Love and Justin Fields and why?
Jimmy Joe!
Blessings on blessings. It's good. It's great to be back. I've been on my grind. Coleman, you're doing a great job.
Appreciate you.
I'm glad that even though my people moved on, you guys are doing an excellent job, and I apologize to you guys that I haven't been calling, but I've been on my grind, working out, reading, studying. You know what I have to do? Okay, now, let me tell you. See, Jordan Love, he's shining shoes. That guy over there, he shines the best shoes. He doesn't have a chance this year. Nothing. Justin Fields and the Chicago Bears, the squad, is coming out of the division. No seven games. What do you mean seven games? Who says seven games and that's fine? That isn't fine. That isn't fine. We're coming out of the division.
They won three games last year, Joe. Jimmy, they won three games last year. Three.
I understand that, but look what they did off the offseason. He got weapons now. He got weapons.
So you're saying they're going to win the division? I mean, look, Chicago Bears fans would love if they could win the division. I don't think any Chicago Bears fan is coming into the season with the expectation we're going to win the division this year. No way in hell.
Easy.
What do you mean it's easy?
Listen to me. Jay, you can look this up, Jay. Somebody, and this isn't me. This isn't me looking this up. Somebody brought this up. Justin Field had the same numbers or close to the quarterback from Philly. What's his name?
Jalen Hurts.
Same numbers or close to them. He just didn't have the weapons. I'm telling you right now, I'm gonna be following this and watch when this happens. You guys gonna consider me a pariah? Okay. I'm telling you.
All right. Jimmy, I just want to make sure. Are you wearing your Yankees cap right now? That's the biggest question I have for you.
No, I'm getting. I just left the gym.
You abandon your team, Jimmy? You abandon your team when they go through rough times?
What are you talking about? I don't blame him. I abandoned my Mets in July. Even before they traded people.
Freddie.
talk about
Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy, he kept it 100. He said, I'm done.
Okay, Jimmy has the Bears coming out of the NFC North. Okay.
anything's possible in the NFL. You can go.
You think
from,
that's possible?
No. Okay. I said anything's possible. I didn't say that. It's like the old line when somebody says, and he said, my kid can play football. I said, a kid can play football. I didn't say, your kid. Any team can win a division. Yeah, but not that team. I'm not buying ever Chicago winning the NFC North. Philip in Brooklyn, who has higher expectations to deal with? Justin Fields in Chicago or Jordan Love in Green Bay, and why?
Brooklyn.
Jay and Freddie, thanks for taking my call. I just had to laugh at, you know, not laugh at the last caller, but just laugh about what he said, because he didn't even talk about the Bears defense, whether they were better than Green Bay and mm-hmm. Detroit. But I won't even go there. I'm a Giants fan. But Jordan Love and Justin Fields, we've seen more of Justin Fields than we have of Jordan Love. Offensively, it seems like Jordan Love is put into a offense that's already set up, where Justin Fields, they're trying to build that offense around him. Now, Justin Fields has the better receiving core based on experience. But you guys can tell me who has the better offensive line and better running back. Now, how much does scheme matter? And use the 49ers for example. It seems like they can plug any quarterback into that scheme, and that team can win. Can either one of these teams do the same thing? Or will a quarterback be that much different?
Well, it's a fair question when it comes to that, because Justin Fields will be asked to, I don't want to say do a lot more, because quarterbacks have to do a lot in the National Football League. And Jordan Love,
he's expected to do more.
But he's expected to do more. He's expected to raise everybody else's level. And you can say the same about Jordan Love, but not to the level that Justin Fields has to do that in Chicago, because he has less personnel.
But I was going to say real quick, it feels to me that people look at Justin Fields as this being his team. Like, when you look at Jalen Hurts, you have a feeling like, all right, that's his team.
Yes.
I have a similar feeling around Justin Fields. Now, I'm not saying he's the same quarterback as Jalen Hurts, right? But like with the potential, I don't know if I look at the Green Bay Packers as Jordan Love's team. I think he's getting the keys to the car. Mm-hmm. We're going to see if it can be his team.
Okay.
But this is Justin Fields' team now.
There's no doubt about that. And I think that's probably another reason why you feel that way about Justin Fields having higher expectations. And I'm on the other side of that because of the fact that it's still not his team. There should be higher expectations for Jordan Love to see if that can become his team, and how soon can that happen, being the guy after Aaron Rodgers. Just putting it out there. Not saying it's one better than the other.
So you agree with me that it's not his team. So you're saying there's more, the expectation is higher because
he has to prove it can be his team.
Would that create a higher expectation?
Because if he has a
decent, a marginal year.
Yeah, but to me, yes, because you're replacing a guy in Aaron Rodgers. We're not talking about Justin Fields replacing a Mitchell Trubisky. If Jordan Love was replacing Mitchell Trubisky in Green Bay, I'm not even going near that, because those expectations are not even there.
If he has a marginal year, marginal, like not great, like average.
Okay.
Are you bringing him back?
With Jordan Love?
Yes.
I'm bringing him back, but I'm saying, hey, pick it up or else. Of course.
Okay. If Justin Fields has like an average year, I know what you and I would do.
Right.
I know how we believe.
Exactly.
But like the challenge of Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus is that this is a new regime who didn't draft him.
Mm-hmm.
You can be guaranteed there's going to be questions around whether they want to bring him back or not.
Put it, if Justin Fields takes a step back, and you can remember I said this, they're drafting a quarterback next year.
So
the Chicago Bears.
So that would make you agree with my interpretation that expectations are higher for him because he has to deliver.
I'm not talking about results.
We're talking about results.
We're talking about expectations coming into the season. Yeah, no, it's not.
It's the same thing.
You're basing on results right now.
What are your expectations for Justin Love? For Justin Fields.
You did one of my numbers.
What are your expectations for Justin Fields?
My expectations for Justin Fields is that I expect him to make this a 6 or 7 win team. I expect that he completes 64% of his passes, at least 64% of his passes.
Okay.
And he should have, if he's going to have 21 touchdowns, and I think he can get that as a number, he should have no more than 11 interceptions.
Okay. What are your expectations for Jordan Love?
Jordan Love, in my opinion, in that offense, he should complete close to 66% of his passes. he has better personnel. He should have about 25 to 26 touchdown passes and about 9 interceptions. I think he's a more accurate passer than Justin Fields in that offense.
And the sample size has proven to you that you think he's more of an accurate passer.
With Jordan Love, he's a more accurate passer.
What sample size is that, though?
I'm using the Philadelphia game, where he completed close to 70% of his passes against a defense that led the NFL in sacks last year. And he had better personnel.
Okay.
You asked me for numbers, I gave you numbers.
All right, that was a skewed number, though, based upon one game, which is a very small sample size. That's fine.
Okay, just want to make sure.
It's a big body of work when you get hit multiple times now.
Well, we're going to find out a lot more about Jordan Love, because he's going to be in that position where now he is the dude.
I see what you did.
And he's not the dudette looking up at the dude who's doing some things in Green Bay.
That puts more pressure to be the guy now.
On Jordan Love?
That's why I think you lower expectations for a guy like Jordan Love.
Okay. Keep it going. Justin Fields or Jordan Fields?
I knew you were going to do that. That's what you get.
Take two. Justin Fields or Jordan Love? Who has more and high expectations? Shut up, Alan Yates. To do the best they can for their football team. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. He's Jay Coleman of Freddie Williams. This is ESPN Radio and ESPNU.
This is ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LectricEbikes.com.
He's Jay Williams. I'm Freddie Coleman. Appreciate you joining us this morning on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPNU. We didn't realize our conversation involving who has higher expectations to deal with going into 2023 between Justin Fields in Chicago and Jordan Love in Green Bay would have that kind of effect on you, but we really appreciate that. Jay Will believes, hey, Justin Fields, he has higher expectations because he's not their guy in Chicago. And there may be two potential guys on the horizon, Caleb Williams and Drake Mays, in the draft next year, that they may be looking at if Justin Fields takes a step back and takes a team with him. I think Jordan Love has high expectations going into the season in Green Bay because it cannot be easy replacing a guy like Aaron Rodgers, who was that great for Green Bay. It's time to hear what you have to say at 888-729-3776. That's 888-SAY-ESPN. We go to Brian in Chicago. Brian, where do you stand and why?
Well, you know what? Good morning, guys. Where morning. I stand on this one is I got to agree with you, Freddie. When you replace a Hall of Famer, the pressure's there. They're both the goods. Love has impressed me. Fields is an amazing athlete, you know, but I think the pressure is on Love just replacing a Hall of Famer. Similar to our buddy Jay Williams had to replace Michael Jordan. The pressure's got to be enormous replacing a Hall of Famer. And, Jay, I do hope you coach the Chicago Bulls one day and we can finish this deal for the championship,
amen.
Please.
Well, I appreciate that. Billy Donovan has a job now, and I don't want to be yelled at as me trying to take somebody else's job and have some damn integrity. But that brings back another story, but we'll be fine.
See, because most people would have leaned in and said, well, you know, I mean, I'm not after anybody's job, but it wouldn't be a bad idea if you want. Jay was like, look, I am not about to mess with another man or woman's employment, so kudos to you.
Let's
on
think
that
president. That's more so the aim.
Okay.
Where I'm going.
I can see you doing that.
In time. But I would say, like, look, that's a valid point. Like, your point about Jordan Love, his point who just called in, like, there was an incredible amount of pressure taking Michael Jordan's locker, dealing with the expectations that came along with getting to the NBA Finals and being 6-0 when they got there, right?
I can't even imagine what that was like.
It was immense. The city wanted it. I wanted it. But it almost sets you up for failure because you can't really reach that pinnacle. You have to be the elite of the elite. And there's a runway to get there, right? That's where it's come back to what Peter King, who was on our show earlier, talked about, the patience level. Like, there almost seems like there's more room to forgive somebody that you're deeming as potentially the guy as he grows into the guy, right? And what I'm saying is that the time frame around Jordan Love's growth feels like it's expanded a little bit more than we're starting to hit that mark with Justin Fields, due to the fact that he wasn't the hand-picked guy, right, by this regime, to say, now you have to prove whether you can keep this trajectory or not. Like, to me, that kind of – it increases the expectation around what Justin Fields can do this upcoming year. You're hearing people throughout – I mean, we had a guy call on, and we also have Chef Kev, who – tweets into the show every day. He's like, yo, we're winning the division.
Yep.
Like,
a lot of belief.
If that's starting to be the case, I hear people, even a Packers fan, who literally have zero expectations for Jordan Love because I'm not sure I believe in him. We don't know who Jordan Love is yet, right? So how can we have expectations of somebody we don't know who they are as a player? Such a small sample size. You talk about that game against the Eagles. But we feel like we know who Justin Fields, or at least we're being told who Justin Fields can be. So is he going to hit that mark, or is he not going to hit that mark?
It's very compelling. I'm not going to disagree with you when it comes to that. I hear exactly what you're saying, but I'm still going to stand in that belief. When you have to replace a Hall of Famer.
I hear you on that as well. Yeah,
exactly. Both can work, depending, but both quarterbacks, they're going to have a lot of scrutiny on them. I don't want to use the word pressure. That's automatically there. They're going to have a lot of scrutiny on them if you're Justin Fields in Chicago and also Jordan Love with the Green Bay Packers. Scott in New Jersey, higher expectations. Is it Justin Fields in Chicago or Jordan Love in Green Bay, and why?
What's up, guys?
Great to see
you back, Jay.
Thanks, brother. You know, I appreciate it, man.
I got them great sandwiches.
Now we're hungry again.
Yeah, but, you know, and, you know, big up to you, Freddie. You've been doing your thing. I follow you on IG. I send you good content. But let me get to this real quick. I think Fields have less pressure due to the loyalty of Kevin Warren. I think that Kevin Warren is going to give him the things that he needs. I don't think he has the same type of pressure as Love do, simply because, just as Jay said, we haven't even seen a body of work from him. Justin Fields had almost broke Lamar Jackson's record for rushing yards in a year. And it's like he had to do that because his line was bad. No sooner than you said hype, they was back there. So if he gets more weapons, I think that he's comfortable knowing that his president is behind him. And Kevin Warren is a genius. And that same loyalty come from him being the Big Ten commissioner. So that's where I'm at with that.
Yeah, that's a valid point.
It is. I forgot about Kevin Warren.
I forgot about Kevin Warren, too,
taking over
the Bears, too.
Forgot about that.
Yeah. I mean, from the time he spent with the Big Ten, the commissioner of the Big Ten, following Justin.
He's seen that. And if you have that kind of stroke in that organization, no matter what the GM and the coach believes, you're above them.
Yes, you are.
El Presidente.
That's why I said I'd rather be the president than the coach.
If you were the president of the Chicago Bears and you knew your general manager and your head coach felt a different way about a guy you believe in, how would you handle that?
I would advocate for my GM and my coach, and I would say, hey, look, you could be absolved. Like, I will fall on the sword.
Okay.
If I believed in him that passionately,
okay,
I would say I would advise you to build around him.
Okay.
To build a system for him. Instead of making him fit into a system, build a system around him.
Okay.
And give it a real shot. Answer. And if it does not work, you're absolved. We keep building.
That is a great, great answer. We'll see if they're paying attention, Chicago, when it comes to Justin Fields. He is Jay Williams. I'm Freddie Coleman. We got Greeny coming up next.
Hot sauce, Freddie.
And he's not Jay Coleman. He's just Jay Williams. This is the mighty ESPN Radio and ESPNU.
This is ESPN Radio. More next.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.